Welcome everyone to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. Hi, I'm Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic, and I want to welcome you to my show, Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. It's a live call-in radio show where we talk about astrology, of course, and you can call in on our toll-free numbers at 888-228-4494 or 877-489-6350 if you'd like to ask me a question about astrology or what's ahead for you. Our lines are open and we're ready to take calls. First of all, I'd like to talk a little bit right now about the upcoming transits that we have coming up, this weekend. Are you ready for the lunar eclipse in Aquarius? The full moon conjoins retrograde Neptune and then eclipses with the full moon. So we have the full moon culminating, conjoining retrograde Neptune, and then becoming the eclipse. This is going to give a little bit of a twist to this energy of the full moon eclipse. This could foretell, as eclipses foretell of events, this eclipse could foretell of a great death in the world, along with Mars squaring retrograde Pluto the very next day. It could also foretell of violent weather or earthquakes. However, because Jupiter is in retrograde, so close to Saturn right now, as Saturn is picking up speed, that it's going to provide a little bit of a protective buffer. So we have Jupiter in retrograde, but very close to Saturn, and the outer planets are retrograde. So the effects of this eclipse might not be so devastating, because remember, we always talk about when the outer planets are retrograde, it's not that they're mitigated, it's that they don't have the full force, because remember, the retrograde means that they're farther away than normal. So what's ahead? Do we have any good news to look forward to astrologically in the planets? Well, the good news as we look ahead into September is Jupiter is going direct and is going to be trining Saturn in Virgo. So Jupiter in Capricorn Earth is going to be trining Saturn in Virgo. And Jupiter transits very closely with Saturn in Virgo all the way through December. So that's about 3 months, September, October, November, into December, that Jupiter will be trining Saturn. Now, when we have Jupiter squaring Saturn, this foretells of difficulties in the world, okay? These are called cycles, okay? But we have Jupiter and Saturn transiting for about 3 to 4 months in a beautiful trine, just hand in hand, walking through the universe. So isn't that a special treat? Since I know so many of you are worried about your jobs and your lives and your finances, but Jupiter and Saturn in a trine are highly protective influences when they're working together in that beautiful trine aspect. So what is the trine aspect? It's good karma. It says goodness. It says that no matter what happens, that there's a protective influence that all should be well. Okay, so I think we have a lot to look forward to. But as you know, there's really nothing new in the skies, is there? The South Node, along with the Sun this week in Leo, created a little bit of a frustrating or binding time. I'm sure you felt the frustration at about 18 degrees Leo. Now, going back in time, Saturn was transiting Leo, the sign of Leo, and in fact was at 18 degrees Leo back in September 2006. Oddly enough, the South Node was transiting in Virgo, where we have Mars done today and where Saturn is headed. Isn't that interesting? So it's like this pendulum swing. It's like we're slowly moving ahead, but in a swinging pendulum motion. Even the eclipses that we are experiencing right now in the month of August will be repeated again in February. So are we moving forward or are we moving backwards? Has life really changed? Perhaps not. But the future will change and we'll look back at these times as newness unfolds. But when is that time? When will things really change? When will we really feel like we're getting on with things and when things are happening? I think a lot of people are feeling it now as Jupiter and Saturn are so close together. It really is a very powerful protective influence. But even more so in the month of September when Jupiter goes direct and does trine Saturn, okay? Or is it going to be when Pluto resumes direct motion in September? Or is it going to be when Pluto re-enters Capricorn? I think all of these times are going to be cumulative, and I think from about September on, even now, we can experience some very good transits and very protective, helpful influences. You are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. Our lines are open, so you can give me a call at 888-228-4494 or 877-489-6350. I'm here, ready live to take your phone calls. I know it's been a somewhat of a frustrating week for everybody, especially since we have that culminating square with Mars in Virgo, building up to that squaring of Pluto. And remember, it's not when the square actually happens that it's the most potent. It sort of builds up, climaxes, and then stops. So it's a building energy of ever since when Mars was opposing Uranus of an influence that could influence people who are not well adjusted to do perhaps sometimes negative things or cause people to be extra cranky, even mean. When you have Pluto aspecting Mars, Pluto can give somewhat of a cold, mean energy. Okay, so you want to stay away from people who have that inclination anyway to be mean or mean-spirited or cranky, because as we culminate into this Mars square Pluto, they will be more so, and there's no telling, you know how far they'll take it. So because when Mars squares Pluto, they could take it pretty far, okay, like temper tantrum stuff, okay? So we do have the hopefulness of a lot of new planetary energy. And if you'd like to know how will that Jupiter trine Saturn affect your life, what newness is it going to bring, what ease is it going to bring, what good fortune is it going to bring, give me a call at 888-228-4494. Our lines are open, 877-489-6350. And you are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology, and we have a caller. Hello.
Hello, how you doing, Terry?
Hi, how are you?
You know who this is, right?
This is Lena. Hi, Lena, that's my
yeah.
mother.
I tried
that's
to
my
get
mama
you last
there.
Night. I tried to get you last night. I had the wrong day. I don't know why I put on Wednesday. but I tried
how
to call
you?
This is what... I'm doing all right, but I just want to find out about my workman's comp. I'm having trouble getting my money out of them. This has been going on since March.
Okay, so it's been an ongoing trouble because a lot of people, like I've been saying, nobody is experiencing any new troubles. These are all troubles we've all been trying to get ourselves out of for a while, correct? So let's take
uh-huh.
a look and see, you know, well, what I'm seeing here is it's almost as if you either have to have an in with somebody to really kind of like fight for you, or it's like you have to constantly remind them. Okay.
Well, I got a lawyer, and they not returning my calls.
Oh, okay. Well, sometimes, Lena, it's like the squeaky wheel gets the grease. All right. So, you know, if there's been some problems, then you really just can't let them go. You got to keep a list, and you have to keep it on. What I'm seeing here is that probably the lawyer, if it's just a little bit of money, he doesn't really care about it, you know? And so maybe those little things you have to take care of yourself, all right? Or he's saying
okay.
to himself that this will all be handled when everything is settled and done with. You understand? So I would say keep a list, but also remember that you have to keep on them as much as possible.
Okay.
All right? So I feel
okay.
that it, all right, honey, bye.
Okay, bye-bye, Terry.
Bye, Lena. Okay, so you are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology tonight, and we have this beautiful Jupiter trine Saturn coming up here in the month of September. Already we could be feeling the effects because as Saturn is picking up speed, I didn't know if anyone knew that, but Saturn is definitely picking up some speed here, not transiting as slow as it was. And it's at about 9 degrees right now, and Jupiter is retrograde at about 13, so they're about, 4 or 5 degrees apart. I think we're going to start feeling the effects right now, okay, of this beautiful protective energy where it's bringing in a lot of good fortune and a lot of protection to everybody. So the other energy we've been speaking about, it was the fact that the South Node had produced a binding period along with the Sun, and I wrote about that on my blog, that is attachments. That's attachment to ego. So there's still frustration with people dealing with, you know, big egos and with that Mars square Pluto. It can still lead to a lot of discourse and disharmony as, you know, as we culminate into this full moon eclipse, especially tomorrow and Saturday. We're actually going to be start feeling the effects even more so. I didn't know if anybody had realized, but I predicted an earthquake in Haiti on my 2008 predictions, and a 4.3 earthquake shook the Caribbean island in Okai, Haiti, over the last week. I think it was about August 16th, about that time. So there was a lot of small little earthquakes on that fault that goes right through Jamaica and the Caribbean. So we have to watch these things now because, remember, Mars is in Virgo, and it hasn't been there since, along with Saturn, since 1980 when Mount St. Helens blew. So we'll see a lot of seismic stuff. We'll see a lot of earth activity, dry earth activity. And you are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. And give us a call, 888-228-4494 or 877-489-6350. If you want to speak to me and you have a question for me, here I am, and our phone lines are open this evening. So we're just talking about, you know, some of the aspects coming up here for the remainder of the year. I know that when we hear about doom and gloom, and a lot of the astrologers predicting a lot of doom and gloom, sometimes I don't realize the potency of Jupiter's protective influence under these conditions. So Jupiter definitely has a protective influence. It's when the outer planets are retrograde, they definitely have a weaker influence that isn't so potent. But what do we do when Saturn actually starts making an aspect or opposing Uranus? This was really the questionable aspect that had always been involved when there had been an assassination of a U.S. president. So when Uranus goes direct at the end of November, and it will be in an aspect to Saturn, and then pretty much throughout 2009 becomes a consideration into what's going on with the economy, because Uranus, Pluto, Neptune also, these deal with the higher influences or economic influences, world influences. So when you talk about the doom and gloom, everybody could say, well, where is it? But it really is talking about that Saturn opposing Neptune, which is coming up. But through the remainder of 2008, after this eclipse is over, the protective influence, I think, of Jupiter and Capricorn will pretty much take over. Not that we'll see the economy taking off and flying high, but we should see a stronger, more stable, more conservative economy. So, and it could definitely influence the United States economy and make it, you know, stronger in effect, okay? So, we're talking this evening about the transits and the effects they're going to have on your life. Our lines are open, 888-228-4494. And we have another caller. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
And what is your date of birth?
9/26/1951.
Okay, and how can I help you?
And you do have my chart there. You should have my chart there.
Oh, okay. What were the first three letters of your last name, Del?
N-O-G.
Okay. And do you have your chart with you, too, or are you familiar with your chart?
Yes, I'm looking at it on the computer right now. I got sent two of them. One of them wasn't mine. Mine is with the Sagittarius Ascendant, just in case there's two for me.
What was now, spell your last name, N-O-G?
N-O-G.
Okay, I might have it under Janice or Janet?
Janet.
Okay, so let's take a look and see if it's under Janet. Nope. I don't see it right there. N-O-G. No, I'm not seeing. Is that the name? Is that what it says on top of your chart?
Let's see.
All right, it doesn't matter.
Well, I'm not sure it says anything on the top of my chart, or I can't find it right now.
Okay. So
it just it is going by my first name, J-A-N.
Oh, J-A-N. Okay, so let's look at that. Okay. And your birthday is 9/26/51.
That's correct.
All right, I have you right here at 12:35 p.m.?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. All right, so how can I help you? You're a Sagittarius rising.
Yes, I was just hearing you say a few minutes ago something about things improving. I guess I'd just like to know in general what areas might be improving for me.
Absolutely, because, you know, you are Jupiter ruled because your ascendant is Sagittarius, okay? And you are Jupiter right now, which is your ascendant's ruling planet, is in your second house of money. So you're going to see the improvements in the second house of money. Now, the second house of money rules luxuries. It rules, like, you know, things that you want to buy, like if you like antiques or you like jewelry or you like, you know, real estate or the things that you really like to buy, all right? And so this is going to probably make an opportunity that you can acquire something that you really have wanted to acquire, and that could be you want a lot of money in the bank. Maybe it's whatever, it's personal. It's whatever it is to you, all right? So I feel it's going to definitely improve on with your money. Now, do you have any sort of legal thing going on right now, Janet?
No.
Okay, because Saturn's in your ninth house. But again, the ninth house is also the Jupiter influence, all right? So you have some lucky components coming up here, all right? Now, the ninth house is a legal house, and you've also got Jupiter in your fourth house. This is talking more or less about property, possibly inheritance, or just getting something by default, all right? So I would say by the end of the year, it's possible that you could have acquired something worth a lot of money.
Oh, interesting.
Very interesting. So that's what I'm seeing right there. So I would say if you were worried about money, which I feel like you, you know, you possibly have been wondering about your future because Saturn right now is sitting on your south node, and that certainly is a depressive influence, all right? The south nodes are not anything to be toyed with. And so you could have been wondering, oh, man, what's going on in my life? Nothing's really going on here. Because also Saturn is going to be gearing up to a squaring your ascendant and your descendant. And those are like the spokes of a wheel in your chart, okay? And so this is all going to pass in September in a big way. So you come out of a period where you're feeling very bound and very tight and very frustrated and maybe even a little bit down because nothing's happening. And then all of a sudden, it's like a big cloud lifts. So that's a beautiful thing.
That sounds good. Yeah, all of 2007 and the first half of 2008 hasn't been very good for me financially. I've made a lot of expenditures and things like that. And in 2007, I had an operation, which worked out well. But, it would be great to build up my bank account again and get some property or things like that. That would be wonderful.
So definitely, then, if that's what makes you happy. Because the second house is a personal house. What makes me happy in my second house of acquisitions isn't necessarily going to make you happy in your second house. So it's a very personal thing. If putting more money in the bank makes you happy, then that's what will be done. Whatever the energy is that you're putting out to the universe, that's the energy that's going to come back. Okay?
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for calling this evening. And you are listening to Terry Nazon Cox Astrology. Our lines are open, 888-228-4494 or 877-489-6350. And we're talking this evening about the eclipse, this full moon eclipse coming up, and we have another caller. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, hi, Terry. How are you? I had some feedback, so I couldn't hear you properly.
Oh, okay. Who's calling?
My name's Alexis. I'm calling from Las Vegas.
Hi, Alexis. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine. Are you excited about the fact that Jupiter is going to be trining Saturn for 4 months?
Yep.
And that's, you know, I don't think that I've heard, I don't know about you, but I don't read other horoscopes, but it hasn't come back to me through the grapevine that anyone's talking about what a protective influence that really is.
Well, believe you me, I am definitely ready because I'm ready for the big push.
Well, you've got, you're a 26-degree Gemini, and you have Pluto opposing your sun, so that definitely can bring difficulties, all right? It's almost like the Buddhists say, the annihilation of the ego, okay? So you could feel everywhere you turn that people could be criticizing you, people could be telling you, don't do that, don't do this, correct?
Yeah, but I didn't give you my birth date either.
Well, because you sent in for your free natal chart so many times, I've almost got your last name memorized.
Okay, because I wanted to try an experiment just to see what, you know, the difference between the Western astrology and the Kabbalistic. I just wanted to see the difference between the two, and you must know everything about me now, so you got it down pat.
Well, you know, the way that, you know, the Kabbalistic astrology is done a little bit differently. It is calculated the same way that almost a Hindu chart is calculated. So it would be right now you're a Leo rising in Eastern astrology. I mean, in Western astrology, you would probably be like a Virgo rising in either Kabbalistic or Hindu astrology. Okay.
Right.
So that would be, but still it would come out the same because it would suggest that you're kind of like waiting for something or that things are a little bit on hold for you right now.
Right.
Because, you know, you have Saturn coming to very close to your south node. Whenever Saturn gets close to the node, the north node or the south node, it's like a wild card. But surely you can be sure nothing good is going to come of it, okay? So you just don't know what's going to happen. And so that's always
the time.
Because
I was primarily concerned about making a move and my career and money.
Right. Well, but that's what I'm getting to, is that it's going to happen in its proper time because there are certain things holding you up here, which I don't think that you're normally used to. Normally, I think, you know, things pretty much go your way, and you can pretty much just take off whenever you've wanted to, correct?
Right.
But right now, because Pluto is opposing your sun and Saturn's so close to your node, it's as if they're saying, well, wait a minute here. We'll let you go when the time is right.
Mm.
Okay? And we have to look very carefully at the Saturn transit because it's coming very close to your south node. It's going to be squaring your Mars. And that could indicate that something you might want to think about is, planning ahead and, making a job for yourself wherever you're going. But that could also indicate, that you just pick up and go. Saturn is going to be opposing your moon, change of residence, and squaring your Mars. You might just go for it.
No,
you might not be able to stay any... Huh?
When do you think that's going to happen?
That will probably happen by the end of September, that you get, frustrated, and that you just go.
And what about my career and money?
Well, the career and money, of course, we have to look at that very carefully, but I think it's going to be... the way it is right now until the end of September, but I don't think that that's going to keep you from leaving. All right,
so with my move
and no, no,
the money.
No. This isn't a 30-minute reading.
Okay.
All right, honey.
Well, I just thought I'd get everything pinpointed down because
I know. I try to do as much as I can, but I know that some other people, you know, might want to call in, so we have to give everybody a little bit.
So anything could happen for me between now and the end of September, and everything should be good.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, darling. Bye. And you are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology, and I'm Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic, and I want to welcome everyone to my live call-in radio show, Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. Our lines are open, 888-228-4494, and we have another caller. Hello.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, who's this?
This is Judy, and I believe you have my chart.
Hi. Okay. What's it under? What's the first three letters of your last name?
N-E-L.
M-E-L?
N-E-L.
And so do we have it under that, or do we have it under Sandy?
No, it's under Judy. It's 529-47.
Oh, all right. Let's take a look. 529-47.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what was your last name again? Judith? Is it under Judith?
No, it's under Judy.
Okay.
N-E-L.
And that's what it says on the top of the chart, right?
Correct.
Oh, I can't find it.
Oh, no.
All right. So give me your date of birth.
529-47.
What time were you born?
10:40 p.m.
And where were you born?
Eastern Standard. Where?
Yeah.
Oh, St. Joseph, Michigan.
All right. And how can I help you today?
I was just wondering how the money situation is going to be for the rest of the year.
Okay. And so you're a Gemini, correct?
Yes.
And so a lot of Geminis have had a little bit of a difficult time, especially when Saturn was in those first degrees. So that could have, like, worn you out a little bit about the money, okay? And again, your Sun is very close to is within 2 degrees of the North Node, and then, of course, very hemmed in by Uranus and the North Node there. So now that Saturn at least is away from your Sun, I think you should be feeling the energy's a little bit better for you, correct? But
yeah.
Still, you've got Saturn in your 8th house, and I'm not a big fan of 8th house transits or 12th house transits because they're very difficult. So you've got Saturn still transiting in your 8th house. Do you have a dispute with money? Does someone owe you money? Or
no,
you can't have
no.
access to all your money?
No, it's just always tight.
Always tight. All right. You know, because Saturn is in your 8th house, when Jupiter does go direct in September, it's going to be in a beautiful grand trine with your Venus in Taurus in your 4th house, all right? So your rising sign is 12 degrees Capricorn, and Jupiter is going to go direct at 12 degrees Capricorn, all right?
Okay.
So this should help you with your money because Jupiter's going to be trining Venus. That always means money. In your 4th house, which is Moon, that always means money. And it's going to be up there with filling out a grand trine with Saturn, Venus, and Jupiter, your ascendant, the 8th house. So I would have to say right there in September, you shouldn't be feeling the pinch of money so much. And yet
great.
I'm going to have to say that the money is coming from someone else.
Okay.
Okay? So it's someone else who may gift you money, someone else may help you out, and it could also be a love interest, maybe a husband, maybe, you know, somebody who cares about you. So that's what I'm seeing. So look forward to that.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. Bye. And you are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. Hi, I'm Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic, and welcome to my live call-in radio show. And our lines are full. We have a caller. Hello.
Hello, Terry. My name is Maria.
Hi.
And I just want to tell you, I love your website.
Well, we only have Johan Wilches of Absolute Media Works to thank for that. And our new shopping cart, I just previewed it, is absolutely fabulous. Did you get your free natal chart yet?
Well, your forecast is wonderful, the weekly and the daily, so I enjoy them.
Thank you.
To see what you see for me during these transits that are coming up
uh-huh.
as far as health and career.
Did you get your free natal chart yet? Hold on.
I'm sorry?
Did you get your free chart yet?
I don't think so.
Okay. When is your date of birth?
I haven't got it recently. I don't know if I did that. I'm sorry, Libra.
Your date of birth, though.
10/2/58.
Okay, 10/2/58. Okay, let's take a look. And what did you want to know, honey? Just in general, what's going on?
What you see? I'm sorry.
You just want us to know in general what's going on. Is that right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You have Mars right now sitting on your Venus, and of course it's squaring up with Pluto. So no doubt that is giving you a little bit of a stress, okay? Venus can affect
stress
your car, it can affect your money, it can affect your appearance, it can affect your overall self-esteem, how you feel about yourself, all right? And I would be very careful this weekend because you could also attract that kind of negative energy too, you know? Like they might single you out, you know? Shopkeepers might be nasty to you or whatever, so... be a little bit careful here, just this weekend. And then I feel that, the pressure will be off. And then, of course, as a Libra, it doesn't look to me like you're, the only other transit that I can see that you're going to have a problem with is that when Saturn squares your Saturn, but that's a generational, aspect. And that just says you feel like you're getting older. Is that right?
I feel that way. Yeah, I do.
Okay. And, sometimes, you have Mars and Pluto are on your Venus, so that also suggests that you're going to be doing something about it. So you're not going to be aging or, not looking beautiful. You're going to do something because Pluto also rules like surgery or laser treatments or regeneration, rejuvenation, all of these things. So... that's what I'm seeing is going on with you right now. So I feel like it's a time for you to start just like, look beautiful again before the fall because the fall is going to be wonderful for you. Okay?
And
hello?
Do you see anything as far as like career and balancing and that type of thing?
Let me ask you, right now I feel like it's probably very difficult, and your home life, of course, is going to be changing. Maybe you have kids coming and going, in the house, but I think the fall you'll find more balance in the fall. But not, of course not right now, not in August and maybe not in, September, but around your birthday things should even out a little bit for you.
Okay.
As far as career,
okay,
there's nothing really, it's just pressure, that's all. There's no changes there.
Okay.
Down the line there's going to be changes across the board, but that it's not right now. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. And we have another caller. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Who is this?
This is Anna.
Hi, Anna.
I got in early this time. I got in tail end last week.
Oh!
Yeah. And I even have my chart in front of me.
All right. How do we have you listed on the chart?
How do you have me listed? Under Anna with my last name?
Is it just, look on the top. Is it just Anna or is it with your last name or?
It's with my last name.
All right. Give me the first three letters.
G-A-L.
G-A-L?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how can I help you?
Oh, I don't know. I just had such a big change in my whole year, and I don't know. I'm looking at my chart, and you've got handwritten things, and I don't really know how to read my chart. I have a restlessness in me lately that I don't know.
Are you April 15th, 58?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right, so... Well, this restlessness that's within you, I think that's just normal for you a lot of times because your sun is opposing Jupiter. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You have also Saturn right now is opposing your moon and your Venus. And these are just saying that you have the, we have a terrible reverb in the, on the phone line.
A terrible what?
A reverb, like I can't really hear you.
Oh, really?
But let me just go on. So Saturn is opposing your moon and your Venus. And during that time, what it says is that you just have to be patient. You know, of course you're going to feel the heebie-jeebies. Of course you're going to feel restless. Of course you're going to feel like breaking out of your skin and breaking loose. But you just have to be patient with the energy and let it pass. Like you hear me say on my website, just let it pass you by, right? Hello?
Personal life. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah. So so that's what I'm saying is that right now is like this restlessness that you're feeling, just let it pass you by. It's going to end by the end of September, and then everything should be fine because you have a beautiful chart, very nice chart, and a lot of spiritual growth coming up to you, a lot of spiritual experiences, and you're a very spiritual person. And maybe that's why, if you're feeling restless, sometimes the universe just wants to hold you still so they can speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
that's what I think.
I'm not missing the boat on anything.
Huh?
I'm not missing the boat on anything.
No, you're not. Not at all.
I
you're not
feel
missing
like
any boat whatsoever. Huh?
I think because I just had so many changes this past year in my life that I just feel like I'm lost right now.
Okay. You know, quiet your mind and just, you know, try to meditate a little bit. The next phase of your life is really a very spiritual phase. Okay?
So that's good.
Yeah, so you just need to get the message. You just need to listen to your inner voice. That's all. It's all there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't see anything about it. It's just beautiful stuff.
It is. Good. Well, that's what you said last week, but I knew I called
you. And that's what I see. I mean, honest to God.
Oh, good. Well, that's good.
All right.
I guess I'll have to calm myself down.
Yeah, calm yourself down, relax, and listen, and try to get the message you're trying to speak to you, okay?
It is. Okay.
All right, darling.
Well, thank you so much, Carrie.
You're welcome.
Okay, thanks.
Bye, honey. And you are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. I'm Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic. You can call me at 888-228-4494 or 877-489-6350. And we're talking about astrology. Don't forget we've got that big lunar eclipse coming up this weekend. And as the moon eclipses, it's going to pass right through Neptune. And then we have Mars squaring Pluto. There's going to be a lot of lunar madness out there. And we all need to be aware of it. So it's not a time to push people, okay? And not a time to get in fights at the grocery store either. Do we have another caller on the line?
Hello?
Hi. Who's this?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
My name is Brandy Worley, and you had drawn up my chart and mailed it to me, although I don't have it in front of me. But my question to you is career and financial.
No.
Need to know about that in the next couple months.
All right. Well, you know, in the little bit of time that I give to each caller, Brandy, these aren't 30-minute readings. You know, they're just little snippets because there's been a lot of calls who want to call in. Let's take a look here. And so you have Saturn right now going through your seventh house. So, of course, the lesson is dealing with other people, and you have it's your Mars and Uranus and Pluto, like so many people born in the 1960s, all have that configuration, Uranus and Pluto. So that makes you very anxious, like, I got to have it now. I got to do it now. Where is it? You know what I mean? So you could be feeling some anxiety through the month of September, like, okay, so if you're having relationship problems, why isn't that person calling? There's going to be a real anxiety. You understand?
Yes.
And it's, you have a not only do you have Mars, Uranus, and Pluto in Virgo, like so many people do in the 60s, it's squaring your North and South Node and also your Saturn. So if you're not careful, as Saturn comes through, it's going to teach you a very difficult lesson. Okay? So whatever you're doing, whatever your thought process is, put the brakes on.
As far as relationships are going?
As far as dealing, not only relationships, but in the way and manner in which you deal with other people.
Okay.
Okay? You got it? Put
yep.
the brakes on. Just put the brakes on. Or universe will come down on you like with a sledgehammer, because that is a grand, mutable square. Okay? And
okay.
it involves the north and south nodes, and it says anything goes. And I told my other
right.
callers, you do not want to mess around when Saturn is aspecting the north and south nodes, because it's an anything goes, and it ain't good. It ain't ever good. And it's a
okay.
surprise attack. All right? So
I
want you to proceed very carefully with coworkers, with people that you're in relationships with. I just want you to lay back and just relax as much as you can. You know, stay by yourself as much as you can through the month of September. After that point, you know, it should have passed by, okay?
Okay, that's perfect. I needed to know that.
You need to know that because
excellent.
It's a dangerous, it's a very dangerous, it's not even, it's a grand square. It involves Mars, Uranus, Pluto, the north and south nodes, Saturn, and transiting Saturn. Now, you will already know what I'm talking about because Mars has already come through and slapped your wrist a few times. Correct?
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So through September,
right.
lay low, stay in the house, go to work, go home, go to work, go home.
Okay.
No big ideas.
Okay. Perfect.
All right, darling. Let us know what happens, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you. And you're listening to Terry Nason Talks Astrology. Hi, everyone. I'm Terry Nason, and you're listening to the my astrology talk radio show. And you're welcome to call in this last few minutes that we have at 888-228-4494 or 877-489-6350. Please don't forget about the lunar eclipse coming up. You know, on the 16th, it's going to be like I want to say. I love this full moon eclipse in Aquarius as it zooms past Neptune and then turns into a full moon eclipse. It's sort of like a secret revealed. I love it because it says, you know, it's spicy. It's sex, lies, and videotape stuff, and I think it's going to be like a lot of drama for everybody. You know, out there. Of course, people who like to overreact with this sort of energy, they're going to be out full force this weekend. And so I hope that doesn't include you. Like I said, if you do get a little bit of the heebie-jeebies, take a couple aspirin and just let the moment pass you by. Do we have another caller on the line? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Terry?
Hello?
Hi, my name is Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry. I wasn't sure if I was connected. I'm good. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I have a question. For the last year, we've been helping my in-laws out financially, and just
uh-huh.
with the prices of gas and just everyday living, I want to see if there's anything in my chart that shows any kind of financial relief that would help us get back on track.
Have you had your natal chart done, Cheryl?
Yeah, I got a year ahead chart from you before.
Okay, and so what are the first three letters of your last name?
K, V like Victor, I like Indigo.
Okay, got you. All right.
I said my first name, Cheryl. I'm sorry.
I found your chart, all right? And you're an Aquarius rising, okay? So, of course, that full moon eclipse is happening in your first house. And the first house is that feeling of wanting independence, okay, of not wanting to be responsible for the world. And, of course, you have Saturn in your seventh house here. And so you want to be free because isn't that the sign of Aquarius, the sign of detachment, the sign of wanting to be free, all right? Now that Mars is right on your Pluto, and that's another, you know, a wanting to be free aspect also. So Mars is going to be squaring Pluto, and your Pluto's at 25 degrees Virgo, so you've also got that energy that you're dealing with too. So this is a lot of pressure that you've been dealing with, correct? And trying to balance, you know, with the Libra, you have Libra is your eighth house, and you've got Uranus, Jupiter, the South Node, and Mars, and just trying to balance your expenditures with their expenditures. You know, it hasn't been easy for you. And it's almost like you could be asking yourself, how did we get ourselves into this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
So what I'm seeing here is that there's going to be a decision that's going to be made, okay, either by you or a sit-down with you and your husband, possibly in October, to say, you know, like what you can do and what you can't do anymore. It's going to get to that point where you have to make a hard, you're going to be making hard decisions, all right? So you may have to, like, you know, it's just not going to go away by magic all by itself. These are hard decisions that you have to make. And so you may have to budget more, okay? But as far as I'm seeing that you are going to be supporting them for a good time in the future, maybe even another 3 years.
Another 3 years of supporting them? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
You really have to make some hard decisions here.
Okay, what kind of, like, decisions, like, what are we up against in October here?
Well, just decisions about, you know, about cutting corners, maybe. You know,
okay.
Like you said, with the gasoline and what you can do and what you can do, you know. So you just need to shave away the surplus, you know, and kind of budget down a little bit.
Okay.
That's
but
all.
But there's no big, like, financial relief coming?
No, there's
no,
not,
anything.
Because Saturn is, I'm being honest with you, Saturn is on your moon,
right.
And it's in your seventh house, okay? The financial release won't even come, a little bit of financial release next year, but then Saturn straight up enters your eighth house, okay?
Okay.
And the eighth house is another pressure house, okay?
Okay.
How old are they? Are they
yeah,
old?
Yeah, they're 70s, and we just, like, got a loan, and they were, their house was getting ready to get foreclosed on, so we just got a loan, and, you know, we're helping them out so they can even have somewhere to live, so, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, taken from us to help them out,
no,
is understandable.
There are no easy answers here. This is all I can tell you. There are no easy answers here, okay, except that you just have to, it's difficult right now. It's going to be difficult. It's just about budgeting a little bit tighter, and that's what I'm seeing. So I don't think you're going to go under or anything, but it's just making hard decisions, you know? And, you know, it is what it is. I wish I could tell you that I saw, you know, everything getting a lot better. I know with the full moon eclipse in your first house, you know, you just want to just make it all disappear, you know, and it's just not going to.
Yeah.
All right,
okay.
But like I said,
well,
huh?
What did you say? I'm sorry.
I think if you looked at the budget, I think maybe there are some things you can do with the budget.
Okay, that
right?
Sounds good. I'll have to do that then.
All right, thank you very much
okay.
for calling.
Thank you so much, Terry.
Bye, thank you.
Okay,
and
you
are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. Hi, I'm Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic. And if you would like to buy any of our reports that we have available, we are going to have our new shopping cart back up and redesigned and reconfigured very shortly. But you can get your year ahead reports, your natal chart reports that will explain some of your natal charts. Or you can get a reading with me also. If you don't want to talk to me on the radio at 888-334-7785, and all the details about how to contact me and how to get a reading and how much it costs are all on our website at www.terrynazon.com. And like so many of the callers have done this evening, you see, they know that they've gotten their chart, and they know that we keep a copy here of it. And they'll ask me questions about their chart. You can also do that, too. Or you can follow along and learn astrology on the website, with me. You know, I'm all about everybody learning astrology and empowering everybody to learn astrology, because those stars are for everybody. There isn't anything so natural and so organic as those stars up in the sky. So when you have a clear night and you can go out and you can connect with them and you can actually just feel the energy coming from them. So we're going to be an astrology nation. We're going to study astrology. We're all going to learn astrology even more, no matter at what stage you are. Read about it. Don't just read about it online. Go and get the books. Read the books. Memorize the symbols. Memorize that house. When I first started studying astrology, I memorized everything about that chart. And the circle in and of itself that the chart is in a lot can be learned from that whole structure of the chart structure. Okay, so you memorize your houses, you memorize the symbols of the planets and the houses, even the lines that separate your houses, your first house from your second house from your third house, those have degrees to them also. All right, so they're very important. They act almost as if they're planets or their influences too. So we're going to be an astrology nation. We're all going to study astrology together. And you're going to learn how to read your chart and how to make fabulous predictions like the best astrologers in the world, okay? So that's what I'm hoping for you, and that's what I'm hoping to accomplish. Don't forget we have these lunar eclipses coming up, and our lines are free, 888-228-4494. We have a few minutes extra to maybe take a couple of calls, 877-489-6350. And I made a big mistake. Our lines are full. Hi, next caller. Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, who's this?
My name is Lupe.
Hi, what's your date of birth?
9-17-65.
Okay, and how can I help you?
I am calling you because ever since the beginning of this year, around March, for some reason, I've been losing my boyfriend. More than usual, and even though I keep telling myself that he's not interested, I miss him. Like, we just broke up yesterday, but it's been years, and I can't miss him or anything. I did try to contact him, and his mother told me that he took my number, but I still have not heard from him.
Okay. How long was your relationship?
How long did it last?
Yeah.
About 7 years.
Okay, well, 7 years is a long time. You know, you can't just turn your heart off.
No, but you haven't spoken in years.
Well, like I said, you can't just turn your heart off sometimes. You know, you can't just rationalize and think it away. And probably because you have so many planets in the sign of Virgo, you know, the sign of Virgo in and of itself can make people come back to it. So maybe it was an on-again, off-again relationship, and you still are hoping he's going to come back.
Well, all right? Is he going to come back?
I'm not seeing that he's going to come back right now. Okay? Because you have a lot of planets in the sign of Virgo, and Saturn is transiting the sign of Virgo. So it looks to me like just let him come back on his own. It may take a few more months, all right?
Okay.
We have a bad reverb on that. Thank you very much. And we have another caller. Hello.
Hello, this is Eileen in Miami.
Hi, Eileen. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
And what's your date of birth?
June 28th, 1951, 2:50 a.m. in New York City.
Okay.
But I use the KOCH system, the Koch system.
So?
Because it it makes, well, I don't know if you look at charts that way or not.
I do use the Koch system myself, but, you know,
okay,
all
cool.
of the what she's talking about is just the way the houses are divided up. You know, you can
right.
get a different read using any system, Placidius, the Equal House, you know, it's just a different way of looking at it all. Okay?
Well, Yeah, and it for me it works really well. But what's interesting is,
are you a professional astrologer?
I've been studying it since 1968.
Okay.
And so I can look at charts. And with this eclipse coming up, it's going to be falling in my 10th house.
Uh-huh.
I'm a professional artist. I'm a painter. That's what I do.
Oh, wonderful. Good for you.
Thank you.
Okay,
so what
do you want to know?
Is, what I want to know is, I've been going through the Saturn in the 4th house for the past 2.5 years, and thank God it's just moved into my 5th house.
Okay. Give me your time of birth, sweetheart.
2:50 a.m.
And where were you born?
New York City.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so why do you think Saturn in your 5th house is going to be so much better than Saturn in your 4th house?
Because I have Saturn in the 5th house normally, and it's going to be
sextile. Oh, beautiful. It's going to be your Saturn return, and Saturn is squaring with your Pluto. Saturn's going to hit your south node, and Saturn in the 5th is not necessarily the great something to, you know, to be good about, because remember, your 4th house is Leo, and then the 5th house rules the sign of Leo, right? So there's not going to be a tremendous amount of difference. It's still, what it does is it still binds up your luck here, sometimes your creativity and your ability to love and receive love. And you could feel
I can face all that because I pour it all into my work anyway.
Good. All right.
And
so how can I help you?
It's interesting that it's going to be squaring my Mars at the same time. Well, I want to know what the lunar eclipse in my midheaven is going to be doing in influencing all of this.
Your midheaven, your 10th house cusp at 1 degree Aquarius.
Yeah.
Okay. So the lunar eclipse is going to be at 24 degrees Aquarius.
Okay.
It's going to be in an inconjunct with your Saturn, all right? And it's, the inconjuncts are like a part of the finger of God, and they produce just like a time where you have to, like, just, like, say if you're expecting a check, you just have to wait till Monday then, you know? That kind of a waiting time there.
But it's sextiles by Mars at 26 Gemini. Hello?